wish I could remember what it was.
Could be any number of things.
All right, Betsy.
Dean coaches preach stick-to-itiveness all the time. Is this other level stick-to-itiveness that we saw on that?
Yeah, we were a little concerned, obviously, at the start of the period, or the start of the game, excuse me, when we got down three, and, you know, we debated calling a timeout at that time. It was so quiet in the building. It was quiet in on our bench. It was kind of a little eerie, but end of the day, we there was no panic. There was no, like, the guys weren't screaming or yelling, or it was just, you know, it happened, and we were ready, seemed like, and it, obviously I can say that now because we did. We just stuck to it and kept going, and it worked out, but certainly we didn't like the start.
A lot of individuals you could point out, but I'm going to go to Kent Johnson because he obviously missed a lot of time, comes back and scores two. How much did he kind of prime things for your team tonight?
Well, he's just such a good hockey player, right? You come back after that, and you don't turn the puck over. You hang on to it. You have the confidence to make plays. Like, some guys come back their first time, it's just like throwing pucks away, and they're jittery and struggle in different areas. And he didn't. He's such a rink rat, or whatever you want to call him. He just wants to play hockey. He just wants to go play hockey. And it's not just offensively, because he had the puck and he scores a couple goals, but all the right things in those other areas as well. Was it nice to have him back in our lineup? Absolutely.
Dean, the fact that you've been able to score goals in so many games this year, six and five so many times, does that make you feel better?
Seven
tonight. Does that make you feel better down 3-0? I don't think you feel pretty good, but does that instill in you a little bit of confidence that you can come back? And do you think it did the players as well?
It's funny. Go back 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we couldn't buy a goal, right? But I do believe, we have a skill set in our group to score. But we just have to keep harping on not giving six up, right? It is wonderful that you can score goals, sure. I mean, that's, everybody wants to score goals, 100%. But we think we're going to score goals, hopefully consistently. But we've got to really hammer down keeping it out of our net, right? And it's, it looks great. Fans, I'm sure, love it. But coaches don't love it that much.
With all of the goals tonight, most of them were scored kind of right in the slot or right around the goalie, or tips or rebounds. Is this a great game for your younger skill players, especially against that team, to say you can have all the skill in the world, but if you're not in the hard-to-play areas, you're not going to score?
Yeah. What is that hard area? I remember in the 80s it was really hard to score there, but now I don't know if it's that hard. But it is nice to score around the net and get some reward for also shooting the puck. We shot the puck. We got away from it a little bit there in the second period. We turned some up. But, yeah, we were committed more and more to getting to that core area, that hard area, dirty area, whatever. To score some goals, and then obviously it translates into second, third opportunities, and then the sprays after that, we can get to them, because as long as we have the heart and desire to get there, our feet should be good enough to find some pucks and get second, third opportunities. So yeah, I think it is a good night to reinforce how we scored goals tonight.
Back to Ken Johnson for a second. Scoring a shorthanded goal, he's always wanted to be more involved in the penalty kill. How much do you feel like that brings out more in his game, that he's getting that opportunity to be an effective difference maker?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, because I think right from day one, when we put him on the PK early, I think you guys were all asking, like, he's never done that. I didn't know that. We didn't know that. We just were trying everybody, and he earned the right to be out there, and he continually does that. And again, if you're that hockey nerdish, like you want to be on every situation, right? You just want to play hockey. And he's committed to doing the right things in those situations. The power play made a great play hanging on to pucks too. He's just a really well-rounded hockey player.
I don't know what your guys' tally for scoring chances were, but you know, some of the sites that track that just had you guys with a lot more just overall chances. Not surprising, because you know, this has happened a lot. You guys have outchanced, outshot a lot of teams this year. How encouraging is that when you look at it and say, hey, if we do iron out the defense, if we can keep this up, we should be a pretty successful team.
Yeah, we charted after the second period, and it was way up there. I don't know the exact number, but especially the second period was way up there. We want to continually generate, obviously, the more, you know, chances you have at the net, the more are going to go in the net. So we can reinforce some positivity in that area, but, we worked the D zone yesterday, because we were supposed to practice 2 days ago, but we got in late and didn't. Anyway, we'll practice D zone again tomorrow.
Probably speaks to the kind of game it was. We got this far without asking about the guy that had 5 points, but Zach gets the
winner.
Who's
that?
Zeke. Mm. We've asked you sometimes this year just about how he's kind of stepping up and kind of putting this team, I don't say on his back, but he's just really stepping up the leadership and the level he's playing at right now. I mean, just is it just so impressive to watch him on a daily basis?
I've seen a lot of hockey players. I don't think I've seen one like him, honestly. Like he's amazing, you know. He just does all the, when he wants the puck, he goes and gets it. When he wants to defend, he defends. And you're right, he has stepped up in a leadership role. One of them's obviously that you guys see. The one that you don't see, you see a bit. He's taken on a way bigger role within our room on the bench. And away from the rink. I think it's been positive for him. I think he's really embraced that. I think in the past, maybe, he's been a little bit more quiet and reserved, and I think this has pushed him forward, and I think it's helped his game on the ice as well. Thanks, crew.
Thank you. On the ice at 11 tomorrow. Thank you.